Hello,
we're going live. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cynthia Johnson. I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson this morning. How are you, Dr. Reggie?
I feel so rested. Thank God I feel good. In the middle of the night, woke up to boom, bam, bam, fireworks. And after that, everything was calm. And I slept like a little baby. So I feel really rested. I feel good and energized.
Wow, great. Me too. Me too. It was great to have a day off. We're back here. You know, my call-in line is pretty empty right now. Today is the coaching corner day, where we take live calls if you have issues going on with you. But I figured it might be light because of the holiday. So Dr. and Reggie and I are just going to have a wonderful conversation together, probably. But it's going to be interesting, and you can always go back on our archives and listen in. And if you happen to be in our chat room, let me pull up the chat room so I can see what's going on there. You can always ask us a question from the chat room. So, Dr. Reggie, you know, even though it's just me and you this morning, I definitely want to have my morning prayer.
Okay, absolutely. You can't do without that.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for yet another morning celebrating our independence personally and globally. And I wish all those who had a great Independence Day recognize what it really means to be free in this country, as opposed to other countries where freedom doesn't reign as much. We thank you that we have the ability to move and live and have our being in you no matter what. And in you, we are free. The scripture says, he who is free in Christ is free indeed. And Christ meaning the mantle, the cloak, the energy of something more majestic than just the person of Yeshua ben Joseph, who was Jesus, the son of Joseph. We thank you that there's a higher mission that we serve. And we are people from another part of the world and another part of the galaxy. We come from a divine father who is the grand master of creation and the father of everyone. Bound and free. And we thank you for being that for us. And once we make realization in you, Father, everything is clear. And we thank you for it. We open up a pathway on many levels to realize who we really are. We are not from this world. We're in this world, but not of this world. That's also clear biblically. And we know that we come from you. And thank you that you are out of this energy and inside of us, each person, breathing, living, moving, and having a being much more than we realize. We're much richer, much healthier, and much wiser than we can ever know once we realize it. So we now put on our hats of love and power and energy and majesty, and we're heirs to that great majestic throne. Hopefully we realize it as we listen to the words today. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So, you know, next week we're going to be moving. We will be in our book study next week on spiritual partnership, the journey to authentic power. And this week I thought I would take some time to just remind you of the power that you have. So I'm jumping around from book to book to book to kind of lay the foundation. And I'm telling you, it has been just miraculous, really, how things have come to me. The books and the little clippings have come to me, and how I'm able to really connect the dots. And I want to share some of that with you today. But I'm really looking forward to next week when we begin our book study. So I want to remind you to go ahead and purchase your books today. So if you're buying them from Amazon.com, you can have them in a couple of days, or you can go out. This book is a little popular, so you may be able to just go out to your local bookstore and pick it up. But please order the book, because it will really become a workbook. We're going to do some work. Many of us have just a huge shell around us that's deceiving us and in terms of who we really are. And we need to break through that shell and get to the core of who we are. So I titled today's lesson on We Really Are ETs. And if you have been with Circles of Prosperity for any time, you know I tell you all the time that we are ETs. We're not from this planet. We live on this planet, but we're not from here. And there are so many places that are where they try to tell us that. Even Jesus said, be in this world, but not of this world. What does he say? What does that mean? You're a visitor, aren't you? You can be in it, but you're not from it. You're not of this world. So I've also used the analogy that we are like Land Rovers. You know how they sent the little Land Rover up to Mars to take soil samples and everything so that it could gather all the information about that planet? We are like little Land Rovers. We're here. Our body is the Land Rover. It's our vehicle. And but we're much, 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 much more. And what you've heard this statement over and over, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So the core of who we are is really spirit, and yet we have very little understanding of spirit. We go all through elementary school, middle school, high school, even college, with very little understanding of spirit, and that is the essence of who we are. So this morning I'm going to pull from a couple of books. I'm going to bounce around. If you have questions or comments, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. Because this is Coaching Corner Thursday, I'm more than happy to take calls if you've got something going on in your life. Dr. Reggie will be more than happy to do a general reading for you if you have questions in that area. But in between that time, we're going to remind you of who you really are, okay? So the first thing I'm pulling from is Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And this is the teachings of Abraham. And first I'm going to kind of remind you who Abraham is. We are called Abraham, and we are speaking to you from the non-physical dimension. Now, of course, you know, we already talked about the multidimensionality in oneness, so I'm sure everyone is familiar with that. Of course, you must understand that you also have come from the non-physical dimension. So we are not so different from one another. Your physical world has come forth from the projection of the non-physical. In fact, you and your physical world are extensions of the non-physical source energy. So what are they saying here? If you understand your life and who you are from the perspective of God, and God being the creator of everything, then you are an extension of God. If you understand your existence as being from the universe or from source, then you are an extension of the universe. You are an extension of source. So the basic concept here is that we are an extension of something greater than we are. We are the physical expression of something that is unseen. We are what you can see, but we are the extension of something unseen, a power, a force. In this non-physical realm, we do not use words, for we do not require language. Now, understand, where you come from, that source, energy, where you come from, words are not necessary. That's who you are. Every statement that I read here, I want you to say, oh my goodness, I don't need to use words. I don't require language. There's a part of you that is that. We also do not have tongues with which to speak or ears with which to hear, although we do communicate perfectly with one another. Our non-physical language is one of vibration. Write that word down, vibration. And we are an extension of that non-physical world. That means that somewhere in us, we are about vibration. And we communicate by vibration. Because this and where we come from, that's what happens. Our non-physical communities, our families, are those of intention. Intention. Write that word down. Vibration, intention. In other words, we radiate that which we are vibrationally. And others of like intent assemble. So you heard the saying, birds of a feather flock together. If you notice, like, people that are crooks, all crooks gather together. People of like mind gather together. That's the quality that we have inherited from source, from God, okay, from these non-physical beings. That is also true of your physical world, although most of you have forgotten that this is so. We move through this world on remote control. We're, you know, on automatic control, automatic pilot. And so a lot of these things we don't pay attention to. Abraham is a family of non-physical beings naturally assembled by our powerful intention to remind you, our physical extensions, of the laws of the universe that govern all things. It is our intention to help you remember that you are extensions of source energy, that you are blessed, loved beings, and that you have come forth into this physical time-space reality to joyously create. All who are physically focused have non-physical counterparts. Okay, let me put this in regular English. You who are here in a physical body, you have a non-physical counterpart. There is no exception to that. All who are physically focused have access to a broader perspective of that which is non-physical. There is no exception to that. But most physical beings have become so distracted by the physical nature of your planet that you have developed strong patterns of resistance that thwart your clear connection to your own source. It is our intention to help those who are asking to remember that connection. And listen, every book that I pick up, even though it may be focused on one little small area, it may be focused on relationships, it may be focused on health, all of them that have come to through my path, because I'm here as a teacher, to reawaken you, they're all saying the same thing. They're all striving to reawaken you to your authentic power, to remind you who you really are. And I must say, I am so grateful. While all physical humans have access to clear communication from the non-physical, most are not consciously aware of it. And often, even when you are aware that it is possible, you hold habits of thought that act as resistance, hindering your ability to consciously interact. Listen to that. Resistance. Because now we had a whole lesson on resistance, didn't we? And that lesson was what? That whenever we place a judgment, whenever we place a label, whenever we're having to prove that we're right or and make someone else wrong, that's a level of resistance. Hatred, anger, resistance. When you remove all of those negative feelings and you just say, you know what, everything is in divine order, or you say, peace, be still, or you say, be still and know that I am God. Whenever you quiet your spirit, the only thing that is left is love. The only thing that is left is love. And so what Abraham, which is a group consciousness with the intention of waking you up, What Abraham is saying to you is that you are holding a habit of thought that creates resistance. And it's hindering your ability to reconnect or to become aware of the divine energy in you, of your connection to God. Okay, however, on occasion, a clear channel of communication opens, and we are able to convey our understanding vibrationally to someone who can clearly receive it and translate it. And that is what is happening here through Esther. We are all, now Esther is channeling the energy of this non-physical group called Abraham. And they're saying she's a clear channel. Why? Because there's no resistance. So we are now offering you vibrationally in a way that is similar to what you understand as radio signals. And Esther receives those vibrations and translates them into the physical word equivalent. There are not, however, adequate physical words to convey our satisfaction and joy in being able to offer our knowing to you in this way at this time, but it is our powerful desire that you are that you be pleased with where you are right now in this moment, no matter where you are. Wow. If you're unhappy, they're saying be pleased with where you are right now. And isn't that something that we've heard over and over, that we have to be grateful for these moments because there's a benefit from whatever we're feeling. There's a benefit. One thing is it clearly lets us know how we don't want to feel and that we want to change. And guess what? We have the ability to change. All right, let's move on. They said, we understand how strange these words must sound to you if you are standing in a place that seems far from where you want to be. But it is our absolute promise to you that when you understand the power of feeling good now, no matter what, you will hold the key to the achievement of any state of being, any state of health, any state of wealth, or any state of anything that you desire. I could just stop right here. I really could, because that statement is power punched. Oh, baby, listen, I hope you're taking copious notes. First, they tell us, be pleased with where you are right now in this moment, no matter where you are. I thank God. Reggie and I both woke up this morning just so joyous and just thanking God for where we are right now. And we've got some challenges in our life, but Jesus, you know what? We don't look at the challenges. We look at how far we've come. We look at with expectation of where we're going. And at this moment, we're alive and breathing. He woke up this morning with great energy because, you know, when you're on dialysis, every day is a different feeling. And so that is just running off, coursing through his veins, his joy for being alive and how wonderfully he feels this morning. A couple of days ago, you know, he said, oh, I'm not myself today, but I'm here, grateful. Be grateful just in this moment. I love that statement. And then they say, look, I know you may think that this is strange if you're standing in a place that seems far from where you want to be, if you're unemployed, if you're in a relationship that's not so great, if you're having financial problems and you can't eat, you can't sleep, you're worried. If you're having a challenge in your health, you're worried. Be happy and pleased with where you are now. And then what do they give you? The promise. But it is our absolute promise that when you understand the power of feeling good now, no matter what, that you hold the key to the achievement of any state of being. Whoa. And like I said, I could stop right here because that is the answer. That is the answer. Hey, if you're on my email list, I'm going to email this to you today. I think I'm going to even put this on our website. Because it needs to be a constant reminder that is the key, being grateful and joyous in the moment. So they go on to say, they're talking about this book, that these pages are specifically written to give you a better understanding of yourself and of everyone else around you. And you may find some of that helpful, but words really do not teach. Your true knowledge comes from your own life experience. And while you will be a constant gatherer of experience and knowledge, your life is not only about that. It is about fulfillment, satisfaction, and joy. Your life is about the continuing expression of who you truly are. And so if ultimately our life is about expressing who we truly are, then don't you think we need to figure out who we truly are? Okay. You only hear what you are ready to hear. We are talking to you at many levels of your awareness, all at the same time, but you will only receive whatever you are now ready to receive. In the Bible, Jesus says, let him who has ears hear. So even, and what hit me this morning as I was preparing for this lesson is how even Jesus was talking to the disciples and to his followers, the way Abraham is talking right now. He was communicating, and he knew not everybody could hear or understand what he was saying. And we're going back and studying the Bible, and many of us have sat in church for many, many years and still didn't really understand what Jesus was really saying. And so what I do a lot of times, I pull from these books, and then I go back and I say, hey, I remember something like this in the Bible. Jesus said something like this. And I tie it back, and I look in there, and I dig in there, and I go, oh, my God, it's the same thing. You see, the source energy is not dead. That which we call God is not dead. It is continuously talking to us, communicating with us, trying to reawaken us to the truth of our being, of who we are. Are you listening? Are you listening? So everyone will not get the same thing from this book, but every reading of this book will net you something more. This is my third time going through this chapter in this book, and I have yet a deeper understanding. Don't ever stop learning and seeking, never, because all that happens is that you get a deeper understanding. You become more aware of who you are and the power you have. And the things that you are looking for right now, whether it be your material things or happiness and joy or success, all of that is going to come from finding out who you really are. And eventually that is going to lead you to understanding your spiritual self, because that's who you really are. And you will be on a spiritual path. So frankly, if you really want to know the truth, I don't care how you get to that point. I really don't. There's someone in the chat room that says, you need to get straight with God. And I totally agree. We need to be on the same page with Source, with God, with the universe. We need to be in alignment with it. And notice that Abraham says, hey, we want to remind you of the laws of the universe, because they're unchanging. And what is the nature of God? Unchanging, isn't it? So what they're really saying is, we want to remind you of the laws of God. Okay, so this is a book that you will read many times by those who understand its power. It is a book that will help physical beings understand their relationship to God and all that they really are. Amen. And you know, some people are so afraid of using that word God. I use so many different words to identify God, because I don't want to put God in a box. God is not a Baptist God or a Muslim God, or, we equate God with dogmas. And it's not about your religion. It's about your relationship with God. So I believe the things that Dr. Reggie and I share with you are beyond religion. Okay. Dr. Reggie says, Ashe, I had turned his mic off because it creates an echo. But you said, Ashe, Dr. Reggie?
Mm-hmm.
Ashe. It's very true. So they go on to say, this book will help you understand who you really are, who you have been, where you are going, and all that you continue to be. This book will help you understand that you never, ever get it done. Uh-oh. See, a lot of us think, oh, I'm going to be enlightened. I'm going to ascend, and it's over. And they're telling you it's never done. It will help you understand your relationship with your history and with your future. But most important, it will awaken within you your awareness of the potency of your powerful now. You will learn how you are the creator of your own experience and why all of your power is in your now. Hello. Ultimately, this book will lead you to understanding your emotional guidance system and to an understanding of your vibrational set point. Here you will find a series of processes that will assist you in reconnecting with the non-physical part of yourself, processes that will assist you in achieving anything that you desire. And as you apply these processes, and as your memory awakens to the powerful laws of the universe, your naturally joyful zest for life will return. I don't know if that grabbed you, but it sure grabbed me. And, you know, the first time I read this book, it grabbed me from the material self, the one that just wanted all the stuff. And I tell you, when I started Circles of Prosperity and with a couple of friends, we were all stuck for different reasons. But the number one was money. But ultimately, you know, it wasn't the money that we're seeking. It's not a job we're seeking. We're really trying to find what makes us happy. It's our joy. And it's your joy that moves you into the full expression of spirit. Here they go. Do you know what you want? Do you know that you are the creator of your own experience? Are you enjoying the evolution of your desire? Do you feel the freshness of a new desire within you? If you are among the rare humans who answered, "Yes, I'm enjoying the evolution of my desire. I feel wonderful as I stand in this place where many things that I desire have not yet come to me," then you understand who you are and what this physical life experience is really all about. But if you are, as most humans are, feeling unhappy about your unfulfilled desires, and if you have a desire for money, but you find yourself in a continual state of shortage, if you are not satisfied with your job situation, but you feel stuck and cannot see any way of improving it, if your relationships are not satisfying, or if the dream relationship that you have desired for so long as you can remember continues to be just out of reach, if your body does not feel or look the way you would like, then there are some very important and rather easy to understand things that we would like to convey to you here now. We want to give you this information because we want you to find your way to all things that you desire. But that is really only a small part of our reason. For we understand that even when you have achieved everything on your current list of things that you desire, there will be another list, even longer and more expansive, to take its place. Dr. Reggie says, you know, it will never be enough. So this book is not being written to assist you in getting everything that you want checked off your little list, for we understand the impossible nature of that endeavor. You'll continuously want more. We write this book to reawaken within you your memory of the power and inevitable success that pulses through the core of that which you really are. We write this book to assist you in returning you to your place of optimism and positive expectation and expanding joy, and to remind you that there is nothing that you cannot do, there is nothing that you cannot be or have. We write this book because we promised you we would. That's interesting, isn't it? When did they promise? Who did they promise? I think it's interesting that they call themselves Abraham. That's just some food for thought. And now, as you hold this book in your hands, you are completing a promise that you made as well. Okay, so here's what you said in the non-physical. You said, I will go forth into the physical time-space reality among other beings, and I will assume an identity with a clear and specific perspective. I will learn to see myself from that point of view, and I will enjoy being seen as that point of view. You said, I will observe what surrounds me, and my response to what I observe will cause my own valuable personal preferences to be born. You said, I will know the value of my preferences. I will know the value of my perspective. And then you said, and this is the most important part of all, I will always feel the power and value of my own personal perspective from the non-physical energy that creates worlds flow through my decisions, my intentions, and my every thought for the creation of that which I set into motion from my perspective. Oh! Did you guys receive that? Did you receive that? I will always feel the power and the value of my own personal perspective from the non-physical energy that creates worlds will flow through my decisions. From God will flow through my decisions and my intentions. My intentions and my every thought come from that source energy for the creation of that which I set into motion from my perspective. They are telling you right here that you are always connected to God. That's how Jesus was able to say, I and my Father are one. That energy flows through me. That's all that flows through me. And everything I do in the name, I do it as the Father giveth me the instruction to do everything. And listen, he knew that with every core of his being. He touched a person, said, okay, you're healed. Get up and walk. You're healed. Be it done unto you according to your faith. If you believed you were healed and you aligned your energy of belief with his was so pure that you would walk. A miracle happened. And he told you that's who you are. He said, don't marvel. Why are you marveling at what I do? You can do these things and greater works. We've been there. We've had that conversation. But I'm just bringing it to remembrance because we still don't get it. We're still walking around feeling sorry for ourselves. Abraham says that you knew then, before your physical birth, that you were source energy, specifically focused in this physical body, and you knew that the physical person you would become could never be separated from that which you came from. You understood then your eternal connection to that source energy, and you said, I will love pouring myself into this physical body, into physical time, space, reality. For that environment will cause me to focus the powerful energy that is me into something more specific. And in the specifics of that focus, there will be powerful motion forward and joy. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I just want you to take a deep breath here. Just breathe. Because how much love is that to say, you are a part of me that I'm sending forth to have a physical experience and to create. Be joyful. Every morning you wake up in this physical world, be joyful because you have the power to create whatever it is that you desire. You are a co-creator with God. You are a co-creator with source energy. That which created the universe. So you came forth in this wonderful body, remembering the joyous, powerful nature that is you, knowing that you would always remember the splendor of the source from which you came, and knowing that you could never, ever, ever lose your connection with that source. And so now here we are, helping you to remember that no matter how you may feel right now, you cannot lose your connection to that source. You cannot lose your connection to God. And we are here to help you remember that powerful nature that is you, and to assist you in returning to that confident, that joyful, always looking for something else wonderful to turn your attention to person. That is you. Since we know who you are, we will easily help you remember who you are. Since we are where you came from, we will easily remind you of where you have come from. And since we know what you desire, we will easily guide you to help yourself to that which you desire. We want you to remember that there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have, and we want to assist you in achieving that. But we love where you are right now, even if you do not, because we understand how joyful the journey from where you are to where you want to go. We understand how joyful that journey will be. Isn't that something? And you see, I woke up this morning with that joy. Dr. Reggie woke up this morning with that joy coursing through our veins. Did you wake up this morning with that joy? Despite your troubles, knowing that, oh, the journey is going to be wonderful to get out of it. We want to help you to leave behind any perceptions you have picked up along your physical trail that are thwarting joy and power, and we want to help you to reactivate the powerful knowing that pulses within the very core of that which you are. Dr. Reggie, please take us into our morning, our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Oh, that thou will expand my territory. You have made Jabez a rich man with that same prayer, Lord. We thank you that everybody here who's listening is a rich person, whether they know it or not, and enriched. And they're not bewitched by something negative, but they are enriched by the positive possibilities that all things are possible. You made us to produce miracles. Let us know that our miracle power is directly attached to our emotional self. Jesus was calm and serene and yet very self-actualized in the power to do miracles. He believed in you as a divine, great, magnificent source, and that through his body, these miracles were wrought. We believe it is so, and we know that it is in us as individuals to go forth as individuals to know that we have the power and the majesty and the love to touch others in our hearts and minds. That is the most important miracle there is, the miracle of love. Love conquers all things through the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe it is so, as we go forth, and so it is.
So it is. Relationship.
Call. We love you. God loves you.